This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Today's episode is an episode on three signs that it's time for the CEO to step down. And this itself is an issue that is tantamount in hospitals and health systems, as we see so much succession and so much movement amongst the CEO role this past year. A lot of exits, a lot of new people. This topic today is prompted by a podcast I recently did with the brilliant Stacey Bratcher on her podcast when we talked about leadership. Here are three of the reasons or signs that it might be time to turn over leadership. And some of these are interconnected. They often tie together. First, the leader no longer has the passion or the drive to run the group or firm the way they think it should be run, whether it's the constant need to grow the business or to align a team or recruit new customers, team members, or manage the enterprise. There's a time when the leader no longer has the passion or energy to handle these roles on all cylinders. In most leadership situations, there's a typical tenure for a CEO. And that tenure is not 30 years. It's a lot shorter than that because most people don't have the energy and passion to keep operating at the highest level for too long. Second, the organization has a terrific successor ready to take over. There are great leaders at the helm ready to step in and have the passion, energy, and talent to handle the role how it needs to be handled. In my own situations, I was able to turn over leadership at Becker's Healthcare early to Jessica Cole, who's in that position. I was able to turn it over at McGuire Woods in the healthcare group to Amber Walsh and Holly Buckley. And they were ready to do it and had the energy and passion to do it at a point better than I was. And in fact, what happens is, if you don't find spots for those hyper-talented people, they end up putting their energies elsewhere. A side note, the best discussion I've heard on succession planning came from Lou Shapiro this past year of Hospital for Special Surgery. And Lou was sort of the New York Yankees of running the Hospital for Special Surgery. They ranked, I think, 15 times in a row the best-run musculoskeletal system in the country. And I was saying that he put a lot of effort into succession planning and picking the next person who is ready to take charge and take over. The third reason or sign that it's time to step down, and this is a tough one for leaders to self-diagnose, that the organization will be in better shape with somebody else at the leadership helm. And again, this is often very hard for a leader to self-diagnose. Sometimes they're not quite as energetic as they used to be. Sometimes results are not as optimistic going forward as they used to be. The company's not as creative or focused as it used to be. You're not attracting the type of talent you should be attracting. You're not growing out your leadership team how you should be. You're not developing new product and doubling down on current stuff. It's just a little bit too much, and it's no longer, results are no longer going in the right direction. There's a great article of a similar title by Built In, and there's some great concepts there that are worth reading as well. Some leaders, we joke, stay in leadership until you can make a statue of them. And again, we always view that as a mistake, as a bad sign. You know, there's always this concept that as a leader, it's often better to step down before everybody wants you to step down. And that's a hard thing to judge. In any event, thank you for listening to this episode of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, if you listen all the way through and you're the first person to text Scott Becker at 773-766-5322 with any comments or thoughts you might have, we will send you a $100 Amazon gift certificate. Thank you very much for listening.